They don't say chitlins around here. Arslet, pluck. One of these. Probably don't have one.
Plug you.
I don't have anything for hogs.
Liver and lights?
Giblets and a chicken, but...
not for a hog or a cat.
Not for a hog or a cat.
Well, what are you referring to?
Well,
I know what you're referring to, but the name.
Well, some places call it chitlins. Some will call it liver and lights. Some will call it pluck. Some will call it harslet.
No.
We don't seem to have a name. I haven't been able to get anything here in Illinois anywhere.
We're just talking about the liver or heart or something like that, and that's all we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's probably characteristic of the state. When the cows are starting to bawl, you say it's what time?
Milking time.
Now we're going to have some fun.
Now what's the matter?
I'd like you to call the cows for me. The way you would call them.
Gee, I haven't called them for so long, I don't know.
Well, how... make
I used to do it.
Some kind of an effort at it.
Well, I used to call them all right. We used to have a lot of cows here.
How would you call them? Would you say,
Sig boss. Sig boss. Sig boss. And they'd come, too.
And,
everybody calls them different. But.
Yeah, well, it's, you take part of both. Now, to make the cow stand still when you're milking her, what would you say to her to quiet her a little bit?
So, Bucky.
And how would you call the calves?
The calves, the calves, the calf. Well, we had
and
80 head on place when they sold here.
You had what?
I say we had 80 head when they sold here, so we... Jerry was our main stay before it burned.
And to make the team go right, you'd say,
G.
And go left.
Oh. Belgian, happen you.
How do you come by that? How do you happen to know the Belgians?
I was over there one time.
Oh,
we raised
out. I went over to the neighbor and we imported some. And
I see.
And I raised Belgians here for years, and then that went to pieces, and then I went into the dairy business. And now they just drive with the one line over there. And say, hep, mute.
You've been in Belgium and England? You've been around.
Oh, yeah, I've been around a little bit.
World War I, was that?
No, before that.
You weren't, I thought you said something about being in the service.
Yes, he was in World War I, but all the time he was in Texas, on the Mexican
border. I was in England and Europe
England
before that.
Before that.
On business, you might say.
Yeah. On his way to Belgium.
Yeah, started in Belgium. We raised Belgium here for 30 years, I guess. And then that went to pieces.
Okay. When you call the horses from pasture, is there any special way you'd call?
Oh, gee, I forget how they did.
You
say, whoop, 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 whoop. I don't know how you pronounce it, but... I spell it.
You mean you don't know how to spell it?
I don't know how to spell it.
I have to do it phonetically.
They get used to it and they come too.
Yeah. How about make the horses go faster?
Get up.
And, turn the page. Make the horses stop, you say,
Bull.
Say back up?
Well, if you want them back, we talk to them that way, back up.
How do you call the pigs? Or hogs, so you call them. How would you call the hogs?
Hoi, hoi, hoi! It's long since they called pigs, right? There we go.